This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So, the Gemara is discussing the halacha that you cannot be toivel one kli into another kli. And the Gemara gave two reasons. The Gemara said on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, the reason of Rav Ila, because of Chatzitza, and on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara brought the reasoning of Rava, that the reason you cannot be toivel one kli in another is lest you come to be toivel in a kli where it is not connected to the mikvah, kishvayferes hanoid. So the Gemara had a kasha that if this is a concern, why aren't we worried about truma? So the Gemara says, what do we have to worry about truma? For truma, the only people who are going to be using it are Chavirim, and Chavirim, no. Chavirim, no, not to be Tevel Kli within Kli. And the Gemara says, well, then Kachim also. So the Gemara says, for Kachim, and Amaretz may learn from us. So the Gemara says, Truma also, and Amaretz will learn from us. So the Gemara says, no, for Truma, we don't have a problem because we won't be Mekabalet. But Kachim, we have to be Mekabal because of Eva. But Truma, we don't have to be Mekabal because he could give it to a Kohen Am Haaretz. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that we're going to be taking a kli that was toiveled within a kli from a Am Haaretz. So Gemara has a new question now. V'nechosh l'sheila. Why aren't we worried that you're going to borrow? Why aren't we worried you're going to borrow from Am Haaretzim? Meaning Rashi says on the first wide line, you should not be able to be toivel one kli within another kli for truma, because maybe an Am Haaretz will see, and he'll do likewise. And we do borrow the kalim of Am Haaretz, as the Gemara is going to demonstrate at length at this point, that we do borrow the kalim of Am Haaretz. The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Idyos, kli cheres, an earthenware kli, matzel al hakol. Thank you. Saves everything. An earthenware kli saves everything. What does that mean, it saves everything? Rashi explains, if it is sealed, then nothing could get inside, because a kli cheres is only metameh from the inside. So if it's sealed, there's no way for it to become tameh. Or the other scenario is, if there's a mace in the house on the first floor and there's tarois on the second floor, and the skylight between the first floor and the second floor is sealed by the outside of a kli cheres, it will be a chatzitza from the tuma, because a kli cheres could only contract tuma from the inside. It's not metame mi gabai. Fine. So Beis Hillel says that kli cheres matza ala kol dibrei Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Oimrim, no. Beis Shammai says no. It doesn't save everything. Einoi matzel al oichle mi al mashkim. It only saves, einoi matzel ela al oichle, only could be a stopper for tuma, for food, for drink, v'al kli cheres, and for other earthenware kelim. And what is it not a chatzitza for? It's not a chatzitza for other kelim which are not cheres. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai, that a kli cheres can only, kli cheres does stop tuma for other food, for other drink, for other kli cheres, but not for kelim that are not kli cheres. So amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What?
More people.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna see that, but right now he doesn't say, right? It's not matzel only for food, for drink, and for kli cheres. So you're saying that implies that it would not stop for people? We'll see about that. Okay. Amru lahem Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Ma, why do you make this distinction? Adar ya adar nish, either it's a chatzitz or it's not. Amru Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, Mibnei shehu tameh al gabe Am Haaretz. Because the kli cheres itself is tameh on account of the Am Haaretz. Because we know the kelim of Am Haaretz is our tameh. Rashi says, ha-kli hazeh hi haya tameh mitchilasai. this kli was tamei from the onset before it was put there, because kli charis says anam aretz says kelim are tamei. And now once the kli is tamei, it cannot interpose from tuma. Ve'in kli tamei chaytze, it's a kli tamei is not chaytze. So that's why Beis Shammai says it does not separate, is not a chatzitza for everything, namely for other kelim which are not a kli charis, because it itself is tamei. Now, according to that, it shouldn't be chatzitza for anything. So Amru lahem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel said to him, "Valoi tihartem oichlum amashkim shabasoichai." You were metaher food and drinks. That means you hold that it's a chatzitza for food and drink. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, "Kishetiharnu oichlum amashkim shabasoichai." When we're metaher the food and drink, it's not a big deal because we're not eating it, he's eating it. La'atzmaitanu, we're only doing it for him. He's going to eat it. Because chavirim are not going to go near it, because his food and drink anyway is tamei. So in terms of, a chaver is not going to eat his food and drink, because a chaver will consider his food and drink tamei. And so now the Amaretz doesn't consider his food and drink tamei. Elamai, there's a problem of Tumas Meis, so we're only being metaret for him. But regarding his kelim, we're going to be borrowing his kelim, aval nitares hakli, but should we make the kli tahar? Shetarase l'cha v'loi. Because that tahara is for you and for him. So, in other words, the food, making it tahar, is only for him, so we'll make it tahar, even though maybe it shouldn't be, because his kelim is... his kli is tamei and cannot be a chatzitza. But regarding the use of the kli, that we're going to use the kli because this is a proof that we borrow the kelim of Amei Aretz, we cannot render it tar. So as we're going to see soon, this is a proof that we are, in fact, we borrow the kelim of Amei Aretz. Now, Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Why are we citing this brisa?
What?
What about it? The kli charis?
The kli charis of an amor.
Why is that tahar?
Yeah.
Apparently, we're not going to be borrowing the kli charis of the amoretz. We're only going to be borrowing his regular kelim.
Okay.
The reason we're going to be we're not going to borrow the food and the drink and the kli charis is because there's no way to be metaher them from Tumas Meis. But his regular kelim, that it is possible to be metaher from Tumas Meis by through the process of the Paraduma, that we will borrow, I believe. Okay, so the Gemara proves now. The Gemara is quoting a brisa that is sort of substantiates what we just said in terms of the Shita of Esham Beisela. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shua. Boishni midivrecha Beishamay. Rabbi Shua sort of addresses the elders of Beishamay and Beis Hillel, not Shammai and Hillel themselves, and not even the Ziknei Beishamay and Beis Hillel, because they were not alive. But he sort of allegorically is speaking to them. He says, "I'm embarrassed from your words. Efshur, because according to Beishamay, it would come out that a kli charis only protects." Certain things from becoming tamei. It only protects food, drink, and other kli charis. So that it protects from becoming tamei, but it does not protect regular kelim. So, efshur isha losha ba'areva. A woman is kneading in a trough, in her attic. And it's talking about where there is a dead body in the house, and an earthenware kli in the skylight, trying to stop the tuma. So what would Beis Shammai say? So Beis Shammai would say, this is what Avi pointed out before, Isha, the woman, va'areva tameim, the woman's going to become tamei, because she's not food, drink, or earthenware. Va'areva, and the kneading trough, is going to become tamei, because it's a kli that's not a kli charis, shiva, for 7 days. But ubatzek, and the dough is tahar. So how incongruous is that? How could it be that she and the bowl she's using is tamei and the dough she's kneading is tahar? or lugin, or if she has a jug, male mashkin, full of liquid. So the lugin is going to become tame if it's not a kli chares. Tuma shiva, umashkin tahirim, and the liquid is going to become tahar. So basically, Beis Shammai's position seems to be very... Beis Shammai's position seems to be pretty incongruous. So that was the... So Beis Shammai is basically... Rabbi Shua is basically saying that he's embarrassed about Beis Shammai's shita. Yeah. No, they're not.
Why are they tummy?
Because that's what Beis Shammai said. That a non... In other words, Beis... Right, Rabbi... So we're not talking about Kli Charis, and therefore it's going to be tummy. But Rabbi Shua is asking, that doesn't make any sense. So nitba loy talmid echad mitalmid Beis Shammai. One of the students of Beis Shammai got involved in conversation with Rabbi Shua. Amar loy. So he said to Rabbi Shua, "Amar lecha taiman shel Beis Shammai. I'm going to tell you the reasoning of Beis Shammai." Amar loy. So Rabbi Shua said, "Tell me, Amar." Amar loy amar. So Rabbi Shua said, "Tell me the reasoning of Beis Shammai." Amar loy, so this student said, Kli tame choytzeitz o yene choytzeitz. He turns to Rabbi Shua and he says, a kli which is tame, is it a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? Amar loy yene choytzeitz. So Rabbi Shua says, it's not a chatzitza. Kli shal am aretz tame or tar. A kli of an am aretz, is it tame or tar? Amar loy tame, Rabbi Shua says, tame. So the student of Beis Shammai said, Vimata omer loy tame klum ashkiach alecha. If you tell the Am Haaretz that it's Tameh, is he going to pay attention to you? He's not going to consider it Tameh. So, V'loyoy, not only that, Ela Shemata Amar Loy Tameh, if you're going to tell him that it's Tameh, Oymer Lecha, he's going to say to you, Shali Tahar, mine is Tar V'Shalcha Tameh, and yours is Tameh. Now, what does it mean he's going to say, mine is tar and yours is tameh? If you were to tell him it's tameh, he would say, what are you talking about? My kelim are tar, yours are tameh. What are you starting up with me? Why are you instigating with me? Basically, an amaretz is not going to accept that it's kelim are tameh. V'zeu taman shel Beis Shammai. This is the reason of Beis Shammai. The reason is as follows. This is the explanation. His kelim are tameh. And therefore, really, everything should become tameh. Sai the woman, Sai the kelim that are not kli charas, and the food and the drink and the kli charas also. Everything should be tameh. The only thing is, there is a practical concern over here. If you're going to tell the Am Haaretz that these things are tameh, he's not going to listen to you about everything. He won't listen to you about food, because if you tell him his food is tameh, he has no way to be metahar it. So therefore, he's not going to accept what you're saying. If you tell him his drink is tameh, he's not going to accept it. If you tell him that his kli charas is tameh, he's not going to accept it. Because all these things, once they become tameh meis, they're one and done. But if you tell him he's tameh, or that his kli that's not kli charas is tameh, so it's he's not going to mind, because he could just be matar himself. So there's a certain practical concern, meaning Beis Hillel holds everything is tahar. The reason Beis Hillel holds everything is tahar is even though the kli itself is tameh, and kelim which are tameh cannot be a chatzitza, nevertheless, since the kelim are only tameh midrabanan, the rabbanan didn't go so far and say that the kli is tameh and cannot be a chatzitza. But Beis Shammai says like this, we have to be very circumspect as to how far-reaching we apply this din, that this kli will not stop the tumah. We will only say something is tumah if the Am Haaretz could do something about it, so Mamela will accept what you're saying. If he can't do something about it, because it's food, it's drink, it's a kli charas, so then we cannot, we're not going to say it's tamei. So this was the reason that this student told Rabbi Shua. So halach Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua went v'nishnateach al kibrei Beis Shammai, and he prostrated himself on the grave of Beis Shammai. Amar, he said, na'anesi lachem, I insulted you, Beis Shammai. Na'anesi lachem at sameis Beis Shammai. I insulted you, bones of Beis Shammai. Umas esumai shalchem kach. If your unexplained halachos are so clear and rational, mefurasha is halachas kama v'kama. So then your explicit halachos, all the more so, that they should be, that they are so reasonable and so logical. Amru, they said, Kol Yamav, all the days of Rabbi Shua, Hushcharu Shina b'mnei ta'anisav, his teeth became black because of his fasting. Meaning Rabbi Shua realized that, in fact, Beis Shammai has a very deep reason. Namely, we can only tell the Amoraites that those things that are able to be mitaher are in fact tamei. Says the Gemara, katani mias lecha v'loi. We learned earlier in the Mishnah that we're not going to be mitaher the kli, because the kli is something we borrow. We'll be mitaher his food because we're not going to borrow his food. But we're not going to be mitar his kli because we borrow his kli. So clearly we borrow. So if we borrow, how could you say if you're toivo kli within a kli for truma, it works? But maybe we're going to borrow it. Alma shalina minai. So we see we borrow from an ama oretz. Says Gemara, not a problem. We do borrow, but when we borrow, we'll be toivo it. When we borrow from them, we're going to be toivolit. So therefore, you could be toivol a kli within a kli for a truma, because yes, we do borrow it, but if we do, we'll be toivolit. Says Gemara, Yihachi nahadju lehu Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Why didn't Beis Hillel give this reason to Beis Shammai when Beis Shammai said that we can't be Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, right, Beis Hillel had a question. You were mitaher, food and drink. So Beis Shammai said, no, food and drink, that's for themselves. But we have to be mitame, the kli, because the kli, we're going to borrow. So why didn't Beis Hillel say, no, you don't have to be mitaher? Why didn't Beis Hillel say, you don't have to be metame the kli, because even if we borrow it, we'll be toivel it? Meaning, why didn't Beis Hillel reply to Beis Shammai that when we borrow the kelim from them, we'll be toivel them? Now, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel that the regular kelim are tame, because we can't say they're tahar, because if we say they're tahar, because the chaver will borrow them. But if we have to be toivel, then why can't Beis Hillel shlug up Beis Shammai's attack? Beis Hillel should have said that by saying that kelim are, why can't we say they're tahar and it's not relevant to the chaver? Because he would be mitahar them. He would be toivel them. Says the Gemara, no. Tomei meis boi hazah gimel v'zayin. A tomei meis needs hazah for three and needs sprinkling on the third and seventh day. And you don't usually lend for so long. Umana l'zayin yoime loy mushli enchi. And a kli for 7 days you don't lend. So basically, what we're holding is, right now, that Beis Hillel cannot have said to Beis Shammai that will be toivol these kelim for Tumas Meis because you don't borrow them for so long. Now the Gemara said earlier that somebody who borrows a kli from an Ama Oretz has to be toivol the kli. That implies that we don't trust in Am Aretz. Says Gemara, Va'atfila loy mehemni. We don't trust in Am Aretz. Va'atani, we learned in a brisa, Ne'emonin Ame Ha'aretz, Al Taras Tfilas Tamei Meis. Why can't you trust in Am Aretz? We learned in a brisa, and Am Aretz is believed on the Tara for Tfila of a Tamei Meis. Says Gemara, no, Ami Aretz are only believed that they're toivel their body, but not they're toivel their kelim. Amar Abaye like Kasha habegufay habekelav, and Ami Aretz is only believed about his guf, not about his kelim. Rava Amar, Aidi va'Aidi bekelav. Rava says they're both talking about his kelim. We could believe in Ami Aretz about his kelim, but it depends what he claims. V'loy Kasha, ha da Amar me'olam hitvalt loy hitvalti kli b'techli. Here he said, I never was toivel one kli in another. So if he says, meaning we don't think Ami Aretz are lying, we just think that they don't know the halacha exactly. So if they say, I was never toivel one kli within another kli, we'll accept that at face value. V'hada amar hitvalti, but if he says, I was, avaloy hitvalti b'kli shem epip kishvayfras hanoid, I was toivel one kli in another. But I was never toivel a kli within a kli that's not kishvayfras hanoid, that we don't believe him. Okay, and now we're about to substantiate that in Am Aretz we believe unless he starts splitting hairs, so then we can't trust he's so exacting in the halacha. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, Neman Am Aretz loymar, and Am Aretz is believed to say, Peirois loy hukshiru. And Am Aretz is believed to say that fruits never became hukshir l'kabal tuma. Aval enoy neman loymar, he's not believed to say, Peirois hukshiru, that the fruits did become hukshir l'kabal tuma, avaloi nitma, but they didn't become tamei. He's believed to say they were never hukshir l'kabal tuma, but he's not believed to say they were never tamei. Says the Gemara, we said earlier, an Am Aretz is believed about his own body. Is that really true? Va'agufay mi mehemen, is an Am Aretz believed about his body? Va'tani, we learned in a brisa, chaver shaba lahazois, a chaver that comes to sprinkle. Basically, in order to be sprinkled from the ashes of Paraduma, it has to be day 3 and day 7. Now, we don't know that it's day 3 and day 7, so we say about a chaver that comes to sprinkle, we sprinkle on him immediately. Ama Aretz Shabbala Hazois, and Ama Aretz that comes to be sprinkled on, in Mazen Olav, we don't sprinkle on him. Ad Sheyasa Bifaneinu Shlishi Yushvi, until he stays and remains Tahar in front of us for day 3 and then another 4 days. So we see that an Am Aretz is not believed regarding his Taras Haguf. Says the Gemara, no, Ella Amar Abaye. Abaye says like this. The reason really an Am Aretz is not believed about his Taras Haguf, but because we don't trust him in the beginning, the Am Aretz gets frightened, so we'll trust him in the end, because we know that if he knows if we catch him, he's going to have to do it again. Because of the chumrah that we're machmer on him in the beginning, that we don't trust him about day 3 and day 7, he kalta all of the soifai, will be lenient with him in the end, that in fact, if he says he was toivo, we'll accept that. Okay, now we discuss the next chumrah in the Mishnah of Kachim over Truma, and that is, case number 2 is the outside of a kli, the inside of a kli, and the Beis Hatzvita are all considered different parts of the kli, that if one becomes tameh, the other part is not tameh. Now we pointed out on the Mishnah, that's only if it becomes tameh betumah derabanan. If it becomes tameh betumah deraisa, the whole kli is tameh. Says Gemara, "May achayrayim v'teich." What does it mean, the achayrayim and the teich? Kedetanan, kli shenitma achayrav b'mashkin, a kli that the back of it became tameh with liquid, Achoyrov Tmeyam. The outside is Tamei Toichai, but the inside, Oignai, or the rim, Aznai, or its ear, an ear refers to like a crooked handle, Vyadav, or a straight handle, Tahiran. So this, we're bringing a raya from the Mishnah that Achoyrayim and Toichai is the outside and the inside. So when the outside becomes Tamei, the inside remains Tahar, but the opposite, Nitma, Toichai, when the inside becomes Tamei, Kulai Tamei, then the outside is Tameh as well. Okay. Now, Ubeis HaTzvita. What's the Beis HaTzvita? My beis hatzlita, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, makom shet soiftei, the place that you hand it over to someone else. V'chein ho'omer, likewise it says in Rus, v'yitzba la kali, he handed her some parched grain. Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Asi said to Rabbi Yochanan, no, the beis hatzlita is a compartment for a condiment where a regular person, if he needs a dip, he'll put it in his regular cup. But the nekiyei hadas, who are extra clean, would have sort of an extra compartment under their cup to put their dip. Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makom shenekiyei hadas tsoivin, the place where the clean-minded people of Yerushalayim would put their dip. Tani Rav Bibi kamei de Rav Nachman. Rav Bibi taught before Rav Nachman, kol ha-kelem, all the kelem, ein lohem achorayim, v'toich. For all kelem, we don't differentiate between the inside, the outside, and the inside. Echad kodshi ha-mikdash, whether it's for kodshim, v'yechad kodshi ha-gvul, or for kodshi ha-gvul. This is what Rav Bibi taught before Rav Nachman. So Amar Alev, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Bibi, kodshi ha-gvul meininu, what are kodshi ha-gvul? Truma. So Rav Bibi said, it's truma. I, but Rav Nachman asked, v'atan ha-charayim v'toich ha-veis ha-tzvita l'truma. That for truma, these are considered separate parts. So Rav Bibi, about Rav Bibi taught, no, that it's not referring to truma, but rather it is talking about kodshei ha-gvul. What is kodshei ha-gvul? Excuse me. But rather it's referring to dilma l'chulin shenasa taras ha-kodesh. Really, for truma, they're considered separate compartments. But when we say that it applies both for Kodshim and for Kodshei Agvul refers to chulin that are treated like Kodshim, and the reason it's called Kodshei Agvul is because it could be eaten anywhere. That's Dilma lechulin shenas al taras hakodesh ka'amre. Maybe what you mean is chulin that is observed with the tara of Kodshim. So he said back, ad kartan milsad amar Rabba Arvua, you reminded me of something that Rabba Bar Avuha said. How's that? Rabba Bar Avuha said earlier on Chav Beis Amid Aleph that there are 11 cases in the Mishnah, and the first 6 chumras apply both to Kodshim and to Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. So this is precisely this halacha, that the chumra of that they're all considered one compartment applies both for Kodshim and for Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh. The Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Achas Esrei Malois Shanukan. The Mishnah taught 11 Madregos, Sheish Rishonos. The first 6, Bein L'Kodesh, Bein L'Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, applies both for Kodshim and for Chulin that were made al Taras HaKodesh. Achroinos, the last 5 L'Kodesh, they only apply for Kodshim. Avaloi L'Chulin Shenasa Taras HaKodesh, but not for Chulin that is observed B'Taras HaKodesh. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we will conclude it over here. Bezos Hashem, next week we will try for Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. And hopefully Sunday morning, Bezos Hashem, we'll try to Chazer Daf Chav Beis. And wishing everyone a great night. And a good to my aid.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.